Sports this hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, on this Thursday morning. As we were at 98 yesterday, and we are going to be 85 for the high temperature today, and 80 all weekend long, Friday through middle of next week. James Timberlake.
Yeah, that's me.
Come on, man, you got to give me a little bit more than that. Yeah, I'm here.
I'll be honest with you, I forgot I had my mic turned off.
Oh, okay.
I got caught in the air.
You got caught. Okay, that's all right. You're excused. Today's 21st day of August, 85 degrees. Kim Cattrall is 69, actress, Sex in the City. Sergey Brin, co-founder, Google. Do you know she has like 130 IQ?
Ooh, Sergey Brin? That was her
No, Kim.
Oh, Kim Cattrall?
Yeah. Extremely, highly, highly intelligent lady. Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google, is 52. Wow. He's probably got a few bucks, huh?
Yeah, he's probably chilling.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, he's probably having his feet up on the desk.
Yeah. Just never have to work again.
Usain Bolt, Jamaican sprinter.
Yeah.
Love watching that guy
run.
Oh, I know. He is 39 today.
That's weird to think about.
I know. 1680, the Pueblo Indians took possession of Santa Fe, New Mexico after driving out the Spanish on this date.
Okay.
1841, John Hampson patents the Venetian blind on this date in 1841. 1851, the famous debates, actually, between senatorial contenders Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas begin on this day.
Okay.
1878, a group of lawyers, judges, and law professors established the American Bar Association, Saratoga, New York Town Hall. Mm-hmm. Babe Ruth, 1931. The New York Yankees hits number 600 home run.
I don't know if you were listening to the morning show when you were gone.
Not really.
Not particularly.
I was kind of gone.
One of my favorite stats that I pulled up was Babe Ruth, I think it was like on the, I don't remember what day it was, but he hit like his 60th home run in a single season or something like that. And I brought up the fact that the person that had the home run record before him, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but do you know how many it was before Babe Ruth broke the record and held it for, you know, whatever, 40, 50 years?
Right.
The record was 128.
Wow.
So he broke that in essentially 2.5 seasons. So wow. I like to think of the guy that did it before him that had the record, and he retired. And then he was probably like, oh, man, no one's touching this. No one's touching this record. And then within, you know, 10 years, right, Babe Ruth has 600.
He was one of the leading strikeout kings, too.
I mean, you know what? I'll give Babe Ruth credit. He was up there swinging.
That's exactly right. It's one of my favorite things. Step up to the plate and swing every day. Come on, man.
Roger Connor, that was his name. 138 home runs in his career.
And then Babe Ruth gets
600. And then Babe Ruth showed up, and he was like, hey, I got an idea. How about we do 600?
Yeah, let's just shatter this, shall we?
Yeah.
But he struck out, okay?
He did.
A lot.
You know what? Here's the thing. If you go up and play baseball, if you hit the baseball 3 out of 10 times, you're a Hall of Famer.
Right.
So.
You know, it's my philosophy in life. Step up to the plate and swing.
Just swing it.
Swing it. Strike out, so what? Get up, step it up, get it again. You know, you might strike out 10 times, and then you might hit 2 homers.
That's right. If you're striking out 10 times, though, you're probably... We're just talking baseball.
I know. I'm talking life.
It's probably over.
I'm talking life, James.
Yeah.
All right. 1997, United States launched Voyager 2, unmanned spacecraft, carrying a little 12-inch copper phonograph record containing greetings in dozens of languages and samples of music and sounds of nature. That little bugger is 12 billion miles from Earth now.
12 billion? Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's in a constellation, Pavo. It's traveling through interstellar medium.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a long way away.
Deep, deep, deep space. Still going. Mm-hmm. Technology on that. Unbelievable. Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. Okay. We'll pass up on that.
Yeah.
Right?
Not for me, but...
Yeah. Not for you?
Okay. Not for me, but maybe right. for thee.
Yeah. Burger Day today. Have a burger.
That one will be for me.
Yeah. Senior Citizens Day. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All sure. right. Sweet tea. I like sweet tea.
You know me. I'm not a tea guy.
I know you don't. It's Bacon Lovers Day. Bacon.
Love bacon.
I know.
He's the best.
Bacon, true or false, does bacon come from pigs, only from pigs?
No.
There you go, false. No,
well, turkey bacon.
Well, yes, there's turkey, there's beef, and even plant-based ingredients. Uh-huh. I don't know about
I've
that.
Had the but, plant, I've had the plant, but there's some good plant
have you?
Yeah. It's, really? It's they're getting better and better at it, I'm telling you.
Okay. Bacon is typically cured and smoked before it's sold. Okay. Mm-hmm. The word bacon originally comes from a German word meaning meat from the back.
Hmm. Okay, sure.
Hey, learn something new every day. Hey, we reached our goal today. Bacon was first made in where?
Italy.
Europe.
Yeah.
Particularly England and Rome.
Okay. So I was kind of right.
Okay, here's one for you. Canadian bacon is the same as regular American bacon. True or false?
That's false.
False.
Ham.
Canadian bacon is leaner and cut from the pork loin. American bacon comes from the belly.
People could just call it ham, though, right? Typically, like that's where isn't that where ham certainly. Comes from? I guess I don't know ham.
Bacon. it's just labeled and you eat it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Eating bacon in moderation is considered part of the balanced diet by most nutritionalists. True or false?
False.
True. Moderation
oh, really?
Is key. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That yeah. True.
All bacon sold in the U.S. is fully cooked and ready to eat.
I don't know very many doctors that are coming up to me and be like, you got to eat some more bacon.
You got to get some
like
more bacon in your diet. Yeah.
That's rare.
All bacon sold in the U.S. fully cooked and ready to eat.
No, false.
False. Most bacon's raw and must be cooked.
Yeah.
Unless it's labeled.
Right.
Fully cooked.
I don't think I've ever had fully cooked bacon that you have to.
No, I don't think I have either.
Reheat.
So, have a little bacon today if you like bacon.
Love bacon. Bacon's great.
All right. 160 years ago today, James, it was 1865. William Shepard, New York, granted a patent for number 49,561 for his improved liquid soap.
Hmm.
Fast forward, 1980. An entrepreneur, Robert Taylor, began selling pump soap under the brand name of Soft Soap.
Okay. Easy enough.
Easy enough.
Easy enough name.
See that in stores. August 23rd is the tomorrow in the next couple of days is the 135th anniversary of toilet paper on a dispensing roll.
Oh, all right.
That was patented by the founders of today's Scott's brand of paper products.
Hmm. Hey, we all love TP.
So I'm exactly.
You a bidet man? You ever experienced a bidet?
No, I never have.
It'll change your life. It will. That's all I'll say. You'll never go back.
Once you go bidet, you never go back.
Nope.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
I figured that one
I've
out.
I've just never been anywhere that they had one.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Find somewhere. Use it and be like, wow, this is okay. This is it.
Find it.
We've advanced.
Okay. All right. I've not done that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm telling you to go. Just find somewhere. Honestly, they've become more accessible than ever. You can just hook them up to your toilet now like they're nothing, and they just connect to the water line. Great.
All right.
Welcome to Bidet Talk with James.
Bidet Talk
James
with
Bob
and James.
Yeah.
More talk from you than me.
Yeah.
So,
we offer two different perspectives.
If it's there, you know, I'll might
try it out.
Try.
It's always a little. Well, that's the thing. It's a little. It's always a little intimidating at first, right? And then you do it, and you're like, well, yeah.
What happens if it's
you're like
the wrong,
I'm real vulnerable here?
I know. What happens if it's pointed in the wrong direction?
Well, you know.
You know.
Yeah, you'll figure that part
all you do
out.
Is get all your pants wet.
Well, no. It's not that.
Okay.
Just you'll figure it out.
All right, I'll figure it out. Okay, we'll move on. Cow chip throwing. We were doing this when I was a kid, man.
Cow chip throwing?
Cow chip.
I don't know what that is.
Cow dung dried over.
Oh.
Dried cow dung. That's what it is. Okay.
God, Bob, you got to
Well, man, we grew up on the farm. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but you're sharing more than I am now with just the and I just talked about using a bidet.
2025 World Cow Chip Throwing Championships. Jeez, who would have thought?
I mean, to be fair, there's a sport for everything, you know?
There is.
Or a world championships for everything.
This is part of the Beaver County Free Fair Festivities in Beaver, Oklahoma.
Proper place.
Each contestant gets two throws. Chips that are dried must be at least 6 inches in diameter. If the chip breaks up in midair, the piece traveling the furthest distance is officially counted. Contestants select their own chip from the wagon but cannot alter the chip. Gloves may not be worn while throwing.
Beaver, Oklahoma, a town of 1,252 people.
You know what the world record is for the furthest throw? 185 feet, 5 inches.
That's
a long way through a cow chip.
185 feet, is what you said?
Man. 185 feet.
That's 61 yards.
Yeah.
For the football people out there.
That's a long way. Okay. Wow. Trivia.
Imagine that being your thing, your claim to fame. Would you bring that up?
Heck yeah, why not?
As your introductory thing?
Sure.
Okay. I could throw cow poop farther than most people. Nice to meet you.
I might, you know, if I could get a belt buckle out of the deal, that'd be true. Wear that around.
Well, yeah.
Hey, that's a big belt buckle partner. Yeah.
Then people actually believe you.
My cow chip throwing belt buckle.
If I went up to somebody didn't have the belt buckle and said, hey, I could throw cow poop further than the average human being, I don't know if people would think I was joking.
All right. Embarrassment at its finest. Emergency responders, Vernon, Connecticut, Colden Elementary School, rescue a dad Saturday afternoon. When they arrived, they found the dad stuck in a tube slide, wedged in the slide with his body positioned sideways, folded at the waist. Firefighters worked to free him, setting up the ventilation equipment to keep him cool while he was trapped. Had to have his little son go into the school. He was trying to, I don't know if he was trying to play with his son.
That's a fear of mine.
To get stuck in a tube?
Yeah. In a slide like that? That'd be awful.
Well, first
because
off,
then everybody knows.
I'm going to look at that slide and think, you know what?
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to fit in this.
Well, the dangerous part is getting up to the slide, too.
And
not
then
made
when
for
the
adults.
Firefighters arrived, you're going, oh, man,
yeah.
Come on.
Now everybody has to see me do this.
Dad's stuck in the tube outside.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
I know. James got Swap Shop next hour coming your way. We got a beautiful day in the neighborhood. 85 sunshine. Go have some bacon today on Bacon Day. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, Fox News.